Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube. Go check that out. And joining me is a man of many talents and skills and persuasions. It's Ronnie Karam of the Roast Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello.
Hello.
What's up?
We are here to talk about Below Deck Med, which we love. Everyone loves Below Deck Med. But before we dive into that, we have an announcement in case you didn't already see on our social media. That's our news feed sound. We're coming to Tampa, Florida. We're going to Tampa. We're so excited. I've never been to Tampa ever before in my life. We are going there on November 7th. So tickets are on sale now. No pre-sale. No nothing. It's just going to be now. So make sure you get your tickets to see us in Tampa. And the fun part is that the very next night, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale. So Florida people, we are here for you. We are in your state. We are there to celebrate. Who knows? Maybe I'll recreate Sonia Morgan's face flop from Miami. Who knows? No promises, though. So, guys, go to watchacrappens.com to get your tickets to see us in Tampa on November 7th. It's going to be a great, great time. Have you been to Tampa before, Ronnie?
No, I've never been to Tampa.
Me neither. I'm excited. I really am.
Hello, this is Ben from the future, and we have more big news, not just about Tampa. We are also going back to Houston, Texas. We will be there on January 31st, 2020. It's going to be super fun. It'll be back at Warehouse Live, which was a crazy, crazy, big, loud, rowdy show. Tickets are on sale this Friday, which is August 16th, but there's a pre-sale going on now, or if you go to check out the pre-sale and it's not ready yet, it'll be up in a little bit. But either way, Houston, Tampa, new shows, come see us.
So we have that. Also, next month, we are going to Charlotte, North Carolina, and Nashville, Tennessee. Not a huge amount of tickets left for Nashville, Tennessee. Charlotte is going to be awesome. It's going to be part of a comedy festival. That's on September 26th and 27th. So go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets for that. And then afterwards, here's the list. Atlanta, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale and Tampa, as I just mentioned. Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and finally Seattle. There will be one more city that we are going to add onto this list. It's a city we've been to before. So stay tuned. But watchacrappens.com for all that. And of course, while you're there, be sure to pick up your merch. We got Season 1 Camille. We got Resting Honey Face. We have Demoted a Friend Of. And of course, there's links to our Patreon. And of course, on Patreon, that's where you see Crappins on Demand, where you can watch us, not just listen to us. This week, we're going to do Southern Charm and Real Housewives of Orange County. You can watch videos of us doing those recaps. And then we have our Discord server. There's like a bonus episode. There's so much stuff. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappins. But of course, everything can be found at our central hub, WatchWhatCrappins.com. And if nothing else, go there just to look at Ronnie's lovely face.
Yeah, and now we're on to Below Deck Mediterranean. Na 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 na. We are opening where we left off last week with these cheap, trashy fucks.
And of course, that's not a reference to June or Hannah.
Yeah. Johnny and his horrible friends and his disgusting, horrid wife. So let's go over there. And I mean an attitude, obviously, people. Okay.
Yeah. So
let's go over there. We're in Port Camille, the biggest victim port of any other port.
This port is already taking off its dress and accusing the boat of ambushing her. So it's an ambush. So Captain Sandy's like, so, you know, I just want to know, how was the charter? Do you have a nice time? Because the only way we can get better is if we find out what trashy people like you think of our service.
Let me be frank. We've done cruises. We've done trips. We've done things. We're rich.
Yeah. And they actually Johnny's were a little like, nicer this time around. In this edit than they were last week.
In the last edit. Johnny's like, yeah, we're American and we like big portions. I was like, well, you can't have it both ways. Have you done these 5-star trips where everything is 5 stars? Or do you want fucking claim jumper? What is it, Johnny?
Exactly. And by the way, you do not speak for all Americans, okay? Because I think the gay community has a lot of things to say about large portions. Mainly shameful sneers.
Unless you're me and I'm like the heart eye emoji. Get over here, big portion.
Well, you should have seen me at Genghis Cohen on Sunday night. I was like, shoved everything inside me. So the point is that we're all Johnny Damon deep down inside, sadly.
And the wife is like, this is not 5-star. And then she does that dumb hooker thing where she's being serious, so she does a head tilt.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, so you really know she's being serious. Oh, yeah. Shut up, lady.
She's talking about, like, classy 5-star. She's like, I was expecting 5-star, and this is not 5-star. I'm like, you're in Daisy Dukes, and you look like you're wearing like, a window valance on your breasts, okay?
And so, you're like, still trying just, like, to start fist fights from this boat to the other boat. Please shut up, trash. How about that?
Please, trash, please exit stage left. So then Aisha's actually, like, watching all this, and she just goes, shit, Anastasia's gonna be so upset.
Well, I wish they would have come to me sooner. You know, I mean, it's a little hard to put together an entire tray of naps right now for these guys. You know, I could have had some preparation time.
A tray of naps. So now everyone lines up for like the goodbye thing, and you know, everyone leaves and everyone's really nice. And to be fair to Johnny Damon's credit, he said he does. He's like, well, I'm giving you guys a little extra tip because he had to put up with Anders. So here, buy yourself a nice penis shirt, will you?
Yeah. Will this get us over the trauma of that fake penis painted on his stomach? Because that was a lot. That was a lot, John. He's like, okay, here's another 5.
So now we get into cleaning. And did you notice this one part? Like, this music was playing while they're cleaning. And then at one part, like, Joao started singing along with the music that post-production put in. I was like, what is happening?
Whoa, no, I didn't catch that.
Because the music went dun-dun, and he went dun-dun. And I was like, whoa.
I did catch Aisha and June, though. June's like, Carmen, my panties are riding off my ass. Same.
I feel like Aisha's panties ride up her ass every time she makes that noise. Like, she does that, they just rise up an inch.
So what is Hannah taking out of the laundry? Panties or something? I think she's taking something out of the laundry. And Joao's like, do you always wear those?
I think that she was wearing shoes that he liked. He goes, oh, you look really cute in those shoes. Or as we call them in Zim, lion feet.
don't know. As we call them in Zim, Tupperware. As we call them in your foot with a string.
As we call them in Zim, twat buckets. Shut up, Joao.
He's like, do you always wear those? And she's like, in my personal life I do, but I used to hate you, so you wouldn't know. Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's like her new, like...
So now we go over to the tip meeting.
Yeah.
And the captain's like, Joao, I had no idea that was your first time guiding a boat, and God, you did it good. It was the first time calling me into the slip, and you did it. You did it. You did it, Joao. You did it.
Yeah.
And I got an ice cream, so that was fun.
So, yeah, she's like, it was the most, our most challenging charter ever, and you guys really shouldered it, except for June, because June, gotta say, I witnessed you pull out your earplug several times. I mean, that's like me calling for the banana, and you bring out an apple. It's not the same, not the same, but God, I do love a banana, too. I mean, apple as well.
That's like the one thing that sends me over the edge, and unless I'm on the edge of a banana split, I don't want to be on the edge, okay? And she's like, I understand.
And so Hannah gets like a silent honey face, like just her like her eyes do that like little flare, like a psst.
Yeah, a little squint.
Yeah.
And the captain's like, well, I got news for you. The owner has decided to splurge for all of you to have a night at the resort, Monte Carlo, Tane Carlo, Pookie Dookie, love that banana. You excited? And you also got $17,000 or something for your tip, which is real good. And I was shocked.
I was shocked as well. I was shocked that check cleared. So, by the way, they mentioned like the Monte Carlo Bay Resort or whatever, like a million times, because clearly they got a sweet deal. Because I felt like every sentence was like, well, honey, when you're at the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort, you always make sure you wipe your feet. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
Listen, this is not how we act at the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort Golden Corralie Rally. Try and getting a little free meal in there while I'm in America.
One thing that I'm looking forward to is not having to have to find June in the middle of the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort and Chili's Cheese Factory.
What opulence. It's almost like we're in the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort.
I can't wait for a night of luxury, the sort of luxury that one can only get at the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort casino and salad bar.
I believe I'm going to have a wax befolding.
So Sandy calls Hannah and Anastasia up to the bridge. And
Hannah Anastasia. That's a good song, actually. Hannah Anastasia.
Well, I was telling you before, I was going to make a June Hannah song, and then Colin kind of beat me to it. Now I got to find a new song to make.
Well, we've already made our June Hannah song. It's a live show for a recap of Southern Charm. So, Colin, I'm so sorry you were late to the game on your own show.
You're right. We already did our June Hannah.
Yeah, Colin. Sorry, like Lisa Vanderpump, I manipulated you into making a June Hannah song. Okay, sorry.
So Sandy tells, we're going after like the nicest person to ever be on Bravo.
I know. Oh. Colin's like the sweetest. Whenever we say anything about Colin, I'm like, that wasn't nice, Ronnie.
I know. So Sandy basically tells Anastasia that the guests were not happy with the food. And Anastasia's like, I mean, I think it's a bit shocking to hear. I wasn't aware that they didn't like it, mother.
She's like, as the chef, it's your responsibility to talk to them and to ask them if they liked it. And this charter's made me see I need Travis on deck. So you're going to have to own your galley now. There's no doubt in my mind that like a banana, you have many layers. And actually, that's not quite true. You know what? You need to work on your food, and I need to work on my banana layers reference. So I'm going to go upstairs now. Good luck.
You know what I love? A blooming banana, okay? That's a banana, right?
So what a lovely Monte Carlo resort and outback. God, I love that blooming onion.
Yeah, so now it's like cleaning, 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 and then all of a sudden we hear all this like frantic beeping It's not really frantic. It's just like a thing going like beep, 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 beep. And Hannah's like, Gene. And she's like, maybe if I lift my voice like Aisha, Gene will respond. She's like, Gene, do you mind? Gene, do you mind doing the drawing so the beeper stops, you fucking idiot?
Something's like, beeping in your face. God, it's always something. It's always something.
Yeah. It's like when there's an alert or notification, handle it.
Yeah, June. So Anastasia is doing recipes on her computer. She's looking for recipes and stuff. And Aisha is plugging in the vacuum behind her. And she's like, if you're ever lonely. Okay, now what did she say here?
She said,
if you're ever lonely, you could use the vacuum as your what?
Okay, she said, if you're ever super lonely, you could just use your vacuum as a pet and walk around with the cord.
Okay. Thank you. It's much better than what I had written down.
And Anastasia just
ignores her. Yeah, she ignores her. And she goes, so you're not lonely, I guess. And still no answer. So then Anastasia goes, any requests for crew meals? And she's like, oh, so now you can listen to me. It's like, yes, because I'm busy. The job I'm doing requires brain power, unlike vacuuming. Whoa. Did you hear that? That was the sound of my chair backing up in a saloon. I was like,
wow. I cannot believe Anastasia said that right in front of Aisha's pet. That was so rude.
So she's like, well, fuck off, Anastasia. She needs to get over herself a bit. It's not like she's curing cancer.
She goes, sorry. Come on, Spot.
Aisha and Jack make out. It's the next scene. And June, it's one of those things where they do the 24 screens, and Jack and Aisha are making out, and then everyone's doing something around the boat, and then it goes to June's little square going, I'm hungry. God, leave June alone, show.
Someone feed June. Someone feed her.
Someone tell June when it's time to eat, please.
So then there's this awkward scene, which I really did not appreciate, where Hannah pulls Joao over, and she's like, Joao? I'm sorry. I did Joao voice. Joao. Honey, the other day, when you were saying that you were jealous about me kissing Travis, were you, like, that kind of freaked me out a bit. Like, you made me think that you liked me. And Joao goes, well, what difference would that have made? I was like, I rebuke this. Please do not build in the sexual tension. I do not like it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm revolting too. I mean, this is revolting. I'm revolting against this being revolting. How about that?
Yeah.
So
at which point then we saw a ball go flying by and Aisha being like, oh, I'm playing fetch with my vacuum cleaner, but he won't bring me the ball back.
We see the vacuum cleaner run past. It's like, whoa, it really is a pet.
Yeah. So Joelle's
that's really gross. She's like, well, there's a difference between hypothetical. Oh, Hannah. There's a big difference between you being a hypothetical honey and a true honey. So which honey are you? Hypothetical honey or real honey? And he's like,
hypothetical honey.
And she's like, all right. Well, there's part of me that's not going there with Joelle because, you know, he called me an old lady cock juggler. But then the other part is like, who knows? Maybe you'll pay for cigarettes. There's a thin line between love and hate.
There's a thin line between love and hate and a free ticket from Prague.
So Aisha's just staring at them. Aisha is just staring at them grossed out. I'm like, oh, you're the one who's grossed out?
You're the one that's petting a vacuum cleaner right now. So
you're the producer saying, Joao, are you interested in Hannah or not? And he's like,
well, maybe, like, I don't know. I don't know.
He turns into a
So he's like, I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
So then June and Hannah are, like, standing near each other. Because that happens a lot on this show where people are just, like, standing close to each other, just looking at each other. So June's like, why are you looking at me like I'm dumb? And Hannah goes, I'm not trying to. You're just really dumb.
And June's like, sorry. Yeah, June's like, I'm not trying to either. She's like trying really hard because she tells her, why don't you go get your man? Talking about Joao. And Hannah's like, I'm all right. Thank you. I'm good. She's like, oh, this isn't working. So she's like, Hannah has a reason in her head that she doesn't like me. I just want her to like me and like me to like her, but that just isn't happening. So then it cuts from her trying to be so nice to Hannah to going, well, I want to have a good day tomorrow, so I'm going to be good and nice, but I mean, we can work together, but that's, I mean, that's it, man. Yeah. Wow.
Hannah just like...
And Hannah just gives the longest honey squint. She's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, she's like, I wonder how many different ways I can crush your spirits tomorrow on fun day at the Monte Carlo Beach Bar and Resort and Wild Wings.
June, June, Hannah. June, June, Hannah. Looking for a commercial. June, June, Hannah.
Don't forget to get your tickets to Watcher Crappins in Charlotte on September 26th at watchercrappins.com. So then we have this like really quick scene where Jack is lying in his bunk bed and Aisha's there. We just see her head and she goes, I'm really drunk. And then she just falls over. She goes, don't laugh.
So the next morning, we get to see Colin wake up. Now, this show is really good for a good boner shot every season. At least it's a jerk-off scene or at the very least a boner. So then we get a Colin waking up scene, and I'm like, oh, no, please. What are they going to do to poor Collie? Colin is so aware of this that he wears bike shorts to bed under his boxers. Did you notice that?
I did notice that, yes.
Bless his heart. Colin, yeah. I mean, you are like the sweetest kid.
Good for you, Collie. Those jewels belong to the queen you end up choosing. One time Aunt Tibby wasn't paying attention, and less needless to say, you never want to look at the security footage of the Bennigans off of Route 80, okay? Colin's been wearing biker shorts under his boxes since he first went to camp. It's okay, Collie.
So, Collie then gives us the privilege of giving like a full-on crotch shot. It was like, he's like, well, you're not going to skitsy a boner, but I'm going to manspread right in front of you right now. I was like, no, Collie, too much crotch, too much.
So then everyone piles into the van to go to the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort, the most fancy place in all Monaco.
And it's just like, oh my gosh, that's so nice.
In Monaco, the richest people come to play. Normal jobs, you go whitewater rafting. We drown ourselves in rosé here at the Monte Carlo Bay and Resort. Hold on!
And June, of course, is extremely excited by all this. She's like, oh, it's going to be yachts of fun. Hannah's like, get out. Right now. Go back to the boat.
Then we get a shot of Colin tying up his bathing suit, and they blurt out his stomach. Why? What is on his stomach?
I did not see that at all. What happened?
He's putting on his bathing suit, but his stomach is blurred out.
Oh, I made a special request that they blur out the rash because I don't want June to feel bad that she washed my clothes wrong again. That's okay. You're a gentleman through and through, Colin.
They don't sell biker shorts for your stomach. What am I going to do, Ma?
Did you get some aloe vera?
So some of them start to play ping pong, and Hannah's lying down smoking a cigarette and getting some sun, and Travis comes over, and she's like, hey, you doing, honey? And he's like, I'm a bit horny. And she's like, well, glad you came over here.
Honey, rejection. Travis is also a disaster. Rejection.
Yeah, he's a disaster. He's starting to get wasted already.
He's like, it's total disaster.
So they start, like, getting flirty and stuff, and Joao's standing right above them, and he goes, oh, that's really attractive. Really, really attractive. Light switch, it turned off.
Yeah. You know what? Seeing Hannah with Travis, my light switch has turned off. I'm out. I remember, once again, what a haggard, old, cut fitness, cock juggling disease-related. It's like, okay, Joao.
My light switch is turned off. Or, as we say in Zimbabwe, someone has poured water on the newspaper I started on fire at night.
I like, by the way, all this talk about Joao. Now I've got sirens on my podcast.
Yeah, God, every time.
Like, you talk about questionable people, and all of a sudden, like, the podcast police come.
Hollywood, the streets of Hollywood react.
So now they're like, so we're just like seeing fun antics, and Joao is playing beer pong, and he keeps going, come on, player. Player gonna play some beer pong. Come on, player.
Don't hate the player. Hate the player who's not playing the player. Come on, player.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game that's from Zim.
So Jack is eating Aisha's toes over there. He's like, I want to move slowly is what I want to do. So then back to Travis and Hannah. He's like, maybe I'm quite tame today because I got pissed last night. She's like, oh, I like when you're tame. Like, buzzed, not drunk. Sexier. He's like, then I'll stay tame today. And
cut
yeah.
to him and Jack and Aisha just doing shots. Yeah. And Joao just getting, like, embarrassed. He's like, no, they're acting like trash. You know, this is, you know, in Zim we have a word for it. It's called Hannah Ferrier. Oh, sorry.
There's one word for these guys. Honey. We've been given the opportunity to play where millionaires play and you act like trash. And then it cuts to Travis just falling over. And this is right after the scene where they show Travis laying down wasted and Jack and Aisha are next to him and they're like poking his dick. Like,
yeah.
Trying to get it hard. And he's like, oh, there's a bump going on.
You don't act like this, honey, at the Monte Carlo Bay Resort and Casino.
So they're getting ready to go to dinner, changing in the changing rooms. And Aisha comes out in, you know, Catherine Dennis pants, like these tight leather stretch pants.
Yeah. And by the way, so for everyone who has been saying, oh, you know, I can't help it, I just like Joao this season. So Aisha comes out. Aisha, who is like universally loved and adored by everyone, she comes out and Jack is like, oh, you look like a sexy Russian. That's what you look for. And Joao goes, one that you pay for. Zim joke. Zim in the house.
I said, one that you pay for.
What I'm trying to say is that you look like a whore. Or as we say in Zim, a worthless prostitute.
Otherwise known as the only date I ever get in Zim. That's not a ha-ha much. That's a, just...
Then it's a long pause, and she's just kind of staring at him like, you fucking... That's so mean. And Jack is like, are you calling her a prostitute? Yes, Jack.
Yeah.
Yes, Jack.
Like, I wanted to be pretty tonight. So,
Jack's
you know,
like, and you
sad.
Do. You do look pretty, like a pretty hooker face.
So she's like bummed, as she should be, because that's such a fucking rude thing to say. You know how hard it is. Like, you know, like if you just put on your outfit to go out and be like, this is what I'm gonna look like, I'm gonna be all sexy, and then someone says that you look like a whore, that's not cool.
Joao's a piece of shit. Yeah. So anybody shocked out there, hi, welcome to the show. Yeah. So Hannah goes to wake up Travis, who's wasted and asleep, and she's like, wake up. She's like, why? She goes, don't you remember we're having dinner tonight? She says, I'm a bit protective over Travis because he does remind me of my older brother. He's a good person. He just has a drinking problem. I'm not even adding a honey there because it's a very serious testimonial.
Yeah.
So then at the they go into this really nice restaurant.
I also have to say, I really enjoyed Jack's, like his version, like the Liverpool version of Yas Queen, because as every girl came out, everything, however they were dressed, he basically was like, lovely June, lovely Hannah, oh, Anastasia pulled it out of the bag, lovely Yas Queen, Colin, oh, very nice Colin wearing a. Wearing it. Is that gym shorts under your... Oh, very nice. Very nice.
I'd love to compliment you on being lovely, chap, but your entire body's blurred out, so...
Oh, I've got a bad case of blur.
So they go into a nice restaurant at the Monte Carlo Bay and Resorts in Golden Corral Outback.
Lobster.
And Travis is shit-faced.
Yeah. He's passed out at the table at this nice restaurant. And then Hannah is, like, mortified. She's, like, trying to wake him up. He's like, why are you asking questions? And he's bad because Below Deck gives him the slurred captions, you know? It's, like, not real words. He's like, asking questions. And so yeah. Hannah's like, passing out at a nightclub at 4 a.m. is one thing, but passing out at the Monte Carlo Bay Hotel and Casino at Risotto at 4 p.m.? What the fuck?
And she's like, when you're this drunk, just stay away from me. I'm going to give you a honey punch right in your honey. And he's like, sounds boring to me. So then the waitress comes over with a bottle of rosé and like a dumbass. Who brings the liquor right next to the guy who's visibly wasted and sleeping on the table? But she presents it right next to him. And he's like, give me that wine. Give me, pass it on to me. Fuck off and let me do it.
It's, like, mortifying. And Colin is, like, he is losing it. You know, because he's, like, we work in the service industry. Like, this is bullshit. He's, like, oh, I have to change seats. Oh, because if I sit there neck across from Travis any longer, I am going to lose my bull crap. That's what I gotta say.
I'm going to lose my P.O.O. poop if I have to stay next to that guy much longer.
I don't know what the H.E. double hockey sticks he's saying, but, like, it's bothering me.
You're doing great, Angry Collie.
You're so, a gentleman. You did the right thing in the situation, and me and your father are very proud of you. And Aunt Tibby will be proud as soon as she gets out of ICU for slipping on an ice cube today.
Travis, calm down. She wants to open the bottle.
And Travis is like, oh, would you like to open it? Here you go. And he just hands it over.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So they're all pretty drunk. Well, half of them are drunk. The newbies are pretty drunk at this point. So Aisha is drunk, too. And she's doing that mouth open eat thing, which I can't. It's like she's on Southern Charm suddenly.
She goes, I love fish.
And Joao just gives her his, like, evil Joao look. And he's like,
never mind, I'm not going to say it.
And she's like, Joe, do you get annoyed when people do things like you think they shouldn't do? Like all the time when I say things, do you judge me?
And he's like, I'm just being honest. When people like scratch their vagina in front of me all the time, that is just not my thing.
And Jack, ever the gentleman, says, well, if it's itchy, you gotta scratch it.
And he's like,
well, I'm just saying that you see me as I am.
And she's like, well, all I'm saying is stop looking at me like a piece of shit, because I'm not one.
Wait, why is it that, like, Joao is allowed to be like, oh, you just see me as I am, and yet Aisha, the way she's being who she is, that's somehow, like, not good enough?
Yeah, and he goes, well, to be fair, and she goes, could you stop looking at me?
I'm going to take the vacuum cleaner for a walk around the pool. Be right back.
Then he turns to a popular argument that is used in this day and age to fight racists when you say you're racist. And they say, oh, I thought you were you're gay. Aren't you supposed to be the kind, loving one? How could you be bigoted against me by calling me a racist?
Yeah.
Which is no, basically what Joao did.
Yeah. So, yeah, he goes, don't judge. And she's like, so you're saying that don't judge you judging me? And he goes, yeah.
So Hannah and Travis go outside for a cigarette. And meanwhile, and Joao continues. He's like,
you know why? You know why I'm like this with you? Because you remind me of my mom.
I was like, here we go. Here goes Joao. Joao's caught being a douchebag, and now he's learned to just backtrack really quickly and not wait until the next day. So now he's going to bring up a sad mom story to offset his shittiness.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Fuck you, dude. You don't get to use other people's pain as your excuse every time you act like a fucking douchebag, okay?
Yeah, and he tells this whole story about, like, you know, my mom, she has been through hell. She's the most positive woman I've ever met in my life. One time we had we were attacked, and they hit her over the head with an elephant bone. And, like, I wanted to laugh, but it was, like, a serious story. So I was like, okay, I can't laugh, but, like, there is an elephant bone involved.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, and, like, it was awful. And, you know, she was bleeding on top of me, and she was like, it was crazy. And then she said, I can't believe I was hit with an elephant bone. She's so positive.
Yeah, the story is really sad. It's like a truly sad story. But yeah. Fuck you for trying to bring that up to get forgiveness for exactly. Horse shaming, you know, for slut shaming. You know, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, because then he like tries to bring it back. He goes, so all I'm saying is that I see something in you because you're so positive. But I see something in you that is underlying that nobody knows about. Like the inner strength I see, the positivity I see. It's like, I think that maybe she's gone through something. I'm like, well, maybe if you actually listened to anything she ever said, you know that she lost her brother and that she's the victim of sexual assault. So yeah, maybe she has gone through something. Joao.
Yeah, he's an idiot. So then outside, Hannah and Travis are talking, and he's like, that was boring in there. She's like, don't talk to me about boring. You are passed out. You're no company at all. Sort yourself out, hey?
And you are going to be buying me these cigarettes, okay? Honey?
Yeah, and he's like, well, all you have to do is say you're a fucking idiot. She's like, you're a fucking idiot. I was embarrassed to be there with you. He's like, I get it now. I get it.
Yeah. So then we go back, and Joao's still talking with Aisha. Like, he's like, talking to her as if he's, like, empathizing and that there's something deeper happening. But what he's saying has actually nothing to do with how he was acting beforehand. So he's like, you know, I just see something more in you, and I can tell that you've been through things. And not once have I ever said a bad word about you, except for, you know, just before when I called you a Russian hooker. But, you know, that just was true, me being honest.
And she's like, well, thank you for that. I appreciate you explaining yourself like that. Thank you. And she's like, yeah, we sorted that out, but he's a judgmental prick, and he's done it before, and he's going to do it again. So that'll be fine.
Yeah. So they drive home, and they're talking about how tonight was weird. And Anastasia's like, yeah, it was real fucking weird. I mean, it was like a whole night, and like no one even complimented me and my cooking. Like, what is this?
Hello. It's almost like no one knows the eggplant rollatini existed just 2 days ago, and it was perfect. So...
yeah, so I guess no one's going to be getting uni on their crew meals since they don't seem to appreciate it at all.
So Aisha, Jack, and Travis are on the dock having a beer. And she's like dancing around while fucking her Corona. You know, singing some song about fucking a Corona, as one does. And she's like, how about me sticking it to the guys? What Jarl said about me, that was just wrong.
And yeah. And now Travis is all mad. He's, like, mad that what Joao said. So now he's a little bit on a warpath once he sobers up.
And so it's the morning, and June's doing laundry, and it's preference sheet meeting time.
Yay. So our new charter primary is named Vern Perigord or something like that. And we already know these guys are going to be high maintenance because for every breakfast they want fresh juices, reasonable. Champagne, lobster, and fresh fruit. I guess it's really just the lobster thing, which I think is hilarious. I mean, and by that, I mean I'm just, like, projecting because I want fresh lobster with my breakfast every day, so the fact that I can't have it means that Vern doesn't get it, okay? There, the truth comes out.
And Anastasia's like, the last charter brought me down, but Chef Anastasia is not a quitter. So then we go to Travis and Colin. Travis pulls Colin aside, and he's like, I heard that Joao was talking shit about Aisha, and he's like, no, he wasn't. He was absolutely not. Which, Colin, get out of Joao's ass, okay? Yeah. You're finding that wrong ass to crawl up.
Travis was blacked out, so he should worry about how to treat servers correctly before he worries about what Joao said. Am I right?
That's which, yes, very you true. Are correct. Yes,
good point.
He is correct on that. But just stop lying for Joao, okay? He doesn't need it. He can take the heat for his own bullshit.
So Travis asks to speak with Joao right this instant. And he's like, I just want to know your side of this whole situation with Aisha, which is like, I mean, I hate to be on Joao's side, but like Travis is in no position to be saying this to his boss.
Yeah, truly. And it's during work, like maybe when you're out or something, but like to call him over the radio, like we need to speak. It's like, yeah. Okay.
And also like when you were like embarrassingly drunk at a fancy restaurant and like in a Speedo at this like nice posh hotel, like you're just not the one who gets to like have a serious talk about appropriate behavior. I'm sorry, Travis, you forfeited that.
Yeah. So he's like, well, I just need to get your side because Aisha seems to, you know, this seems ongoing, you know, this thing with Aisha, and she feels like shit today because of how you're judging her. And maybe you don't mean it that way, mate, but that's what I'm asking you here because I want to know before I get pissed off.
Cool. So, okay, then. Like, so fresh to say it to your boss, right? But Joao actually handles it like, he doesn't lose his mind because he's, like, been working on... He's basically, Joao knows that, like Travis and Jack are just, like teenagers, and he just has to treat them that way. So he's just like, well, I seem judgmental in my Zim face, and I can't help that. But by the end, she thanked me for calling her a Russian hooker because I could tell that she had gone through things. So there.
As you know who else have gone through things? Russian hookers. Nailed it. The end. Beer pong one, player. Beer pong one.
Player gonna play.
So Travis is like, well, then maybe everyone was just wasted because that's like the opposite of what she told me. And he's like, well, I don't understand what your issue is, to be fair. And Travis is like, it's how you speak to people, dick. Okay. It's like it stems from how you treat Jack, which, you know, there's another one. Like, you see Jack laying around being lazy. Right. So, yeah, I'm
and
not
somehow,
sure
like,
this is your...
Yeah. And then somehow they wind up, like, shaking hands and deciding that they both like each other. I was like, I don't know how that happened, but I'm just going to go forward because I don't need the scene anymore.
Yeah, I don't need to be on Joao's side anymore. It feels weird.
Yeah, this is there's been, like, way too many uncomfortable Joao scenes this episode, and I just need to, like, move forward.
Yeah. So now it's time for the primary meeting. So they're going to... And June's just sitting there on the couch, and Captain's like, well, she's on time.
I'm just waiting for dinner. That was last night at the restaurant. Oh, no one told me to eat.
God, I wish that waiter had told me when to eat.
Honey, you literally had a plate of food in front of you. Yeah, but I thought that was like a centerpiece.
No one told me I could eat it.
So the captain tells, you know, we got to knock it out with food, okay? Anastasia's not going to have any help. Let's see how it goes. Any questions? Let's go.
So we knew these guys were going to be fancy because then we got the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills transition music, which has been starting to pop up on all these shows lately. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like it's the Kyle Richards in Beverly Hills walking down the sidewalk music and running into Lisa Rinna. How are you? Let's go shop into this bash store.
So these guys come down and they're ready to party. They're like, a boat, that's crazy, oh my god. They're like yelling their way down, and Hannah's like, these guys seem very light and fun. If ever I've seen a party walking towards me, it's now. Please get me off of this goddamn boat.
I know. Yeah, she says it as if it's a compliment, but it's really not.
Yeah. So then we get some foreshadowing of Anastasia in the kitchen going, this stovetop is a piece of shit. It just randomly turns off.
Yeah, so the gang, the guys, they all get, like, their tour, and then Anastasia goes out to them and is like, okay, so for lunch, I'm going to do lamb burgers with a tzatziki sauce, and the guest goes, yes!
Yes!
Never heard such excitement for lamb burgers. This is also, in case you couldn't tell, like, every Below Deck season now has, like, its gay charter, and this is it. The gay charter has arrived, which is usually... It's usually just, like, full of chaos.
Yeah, so the bigger guy is always doing Insta stories of himself. Mm-hmm. Every time they cut to him, he's going, look at me, it's going down in the south of France! I'm in France! He's like a yeller on his Insta stories.
Oh, my God. You know, there's so many little dots every single day on his Insta story. Like, he just does them all day long.
Yes.
It's like at Hertz rent a car.
And he's
like,
walking
yes!
around with his... Hertz! Yes, Hertz!
So yeah, you said he's walking around
with his giant martini. It's like this is the gay cruise.
So he's like inside and he encounters June and he goes, June, we haven't met. You have a red shirt on. Why do you have a red shirt? And everyone else has a white shirt. And June just goes, I don't know. you got to be careful with the gays. We're always going to pick up on wardrobe changes.
Yeah. So Anastasia and Hannah. Anastasia is serving fresh lobster ravioli. Be sure to tell them it's fresh, which is another word for perfect. Yeah. So be sure to say fresh ravioli. And Hannah's like, okay, all right. So she's like, hello, I've got some fresh lobster ravioli. It's fresh. Do not forget that it's fresh.
It is fresh. It's so fresh that I had to walk around in our walk-in freezer for a few minutes before I brought it out to you. So enjoy this fresh pasta that's been given a tour of the freezer.
And one of the guys is like, what, it's not good? And he's like, no, it's just cold. It's so cold.
Yeah. Well, one guy's like, I think it's delicious. And he's like, it's cold. And it's like, is this supposed to be cold? So then Hannah, of course, goes down to Anastasia and goes, the guests want to know, is the pasta supposed to be served cold and not fresh? It's fresh and hot. It's fresh and hot.
It's like it just came out of boiling water and it's... There's the sauce is hot on the grill. Go on.
So then they're trying to find out, is it cold on the inside or the outside? And then this guest is like, well, you know, the problem is it's just like a little bit al dente. I just don't think the pasta was cooked long enough, which of course pasta is supposed to be exactly al dente. And so anyway, am I right?
Yeah, but maybe the pasta wasn't cooked right, because those were some big-ass raviolis. They looked like empanadas.
I thought they were empanadas at first, to be honest.
Yeah, and they're, you know, boiled, so they might take longer because of all the stuff on the inside? I don't know.
You're supposed to have pasta al dente. That's exactly how you're supposed to have it. So when he was like, it's al dente and needs to be cooked longer, I was like, oh, that's just... Yeah, some pasta sure. irony. Pasta irony. I feel like, how do I make this joke without seeming like a total asshole? And you know what? I don't care, because that's the way pasta's supposed to be cooked. So, sir.
Do you know what show you're on? Yeah. You don't need to do that. So, Captain goes down to Anastasia, and she's like, what is the deal with temperatures, guys? Come on. She's like, it was in boiling water. It's like, well, what we've got to work on is the time it takes to get from here to the time it takes to get to there. So, what I've done is I've had Colin go up and put his magical bicycle shorts on and turn the hot tub into a hot tub time machine. So, when you're ready, just radio Colin. From 5 minutes in the future, and he'll be back here, and then it'll take him up. Now, the problem is, how are we going to get him from the hot tub to the table?
Have you thought about boiling that pasta in the hot tub? Have you thought about that? So Andy goes, well, you know, pasta gets cold fast, especially ravioli. I was like, what? What theory is this? Ravioli gets colder faster?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
I'm, like, full of all sorts of, like, pasta... anger right now. I'm like, these people
and their pasta hate.
So
then June is ironing, and she's like, June Hannah, and someone's like, she could just hear you if you call for her. She's like, I wanted to answer her fucking radio.
Which,
one time.
Do. So then Hannah like stomps down there and she's like, what's going on with your radio, honey? June's like, nothing. And then you just see Hannah like aggressively like handling that radio. She's like, you need to turn it on, honey. June's like, oh shit, I was on break. No one told me when I was supposed to turn it back on again.
So drop the anchor time, and now the boogers. The burgers are cooking.
Drop the anchor. Yeah, so burgers, toys are going out into the water. And Anastasia's like, I'm going to win them over with lunch. There's going to be some hot food. Some very hot food that's coming right out of the freezer. Damn it, why can't I master temperatures?
Yeah. So the guys are upstairs playing with martinis on a Lazy Susan, which is hilarious. They're like, look, exactly if we want something, doing. We just turn this thing. I'm like, yeah, it's a Lazy Susan, okay? She was fired on season one of Below Deck.
I know. Did you say Lazy Susan? I like to call that the June table.
Susan. June, Susan.
So, yeah, so the Lambers come up, and Sandy checks in on everyone. They're like, Captain's in the house! So everyone seems to be happy with the Lambergers, but the truffle fries, which has now become a real issue on Bravo, truffle fries, they are not there. And guests are mad. And Anastasia's like, the fries are coming when they're done cooking! I'm like, Anastasia, burgers and fries, that's like the most basic, like, galley thing you could make, right? Like, that's like standard, like short order chef. Like, come on, you can do.
And you could do the fries first and put them in the oven. Why are you starting the fries after you did the burgers?
Why are you doing that, Anastasia? Why?
Timing, darling, timing. So the guys are now chanting truffle fries. Literally chanting truffle fries.
Still haven't got my truffle fries from Miami, okay? Truffle fries. Truffle fries.
Barbara's under the table eating the truffle fries.
But they finally come, and Anastasia gets some redemption because they basically say that they're the best truffle fries they've ever had. So, you know.
Some French fries, some French fries with truffle oil poured over them. Hmm. So then Joao's like, I never get truffle fries. I don't get them.
I love truffle fries. I don't care. I don't care that when people say, you know what truffle fries taste like? They taste like French fries with truffle oil on them. It's like, you know what? Quiet, Gail Simmons. I like them.
Yeah, I'm with Gail on this one.
I will come for you. I will come for you if you make an al dente reference, but I am going to co-sign all the truffle fry love.
So then it's time to put the toys out, and Anastasia finally delivers those truffle fries, and the guy's like, oh my god, put them down here because we're gonna turn them this way on this thing. I'm like, oh my god. Like,
I also enjoyed
when people
Sandy
discover a new kind of table, you know, there's just no joy better than that.
I know. You know, someday someone's going to come up with like a two-tier Lazy Susan. And when that happens, I think really all our brains are just going to be broken. It's like, wait, we got one table that can go this direction and then another one that can go that direction?
So then the captain is downstairs doing dishes, which is cute.
Yeah, she's cleaning a ladle. And now it's like toy time. So they're getting onto jet skis. And Joao tells the guy, you have to stay 500 meters away from the shore. You have to be over here. So what is this? There's something. This is like the second season in a row where we've had gays gone wild on jet skis. Something the healing starts from within our community, Ronnie. I don't know what's going on with us when we get onto jet skis, but like this is because remember last was it Below Deck or Below Deck Med when there was that, I think it was Below Deck, there was that crazy gay charter, and that one guy named like Mikey or Charlie got onto his jet ski and like was falling off, and Captain Lee was losing his shit. Do you remember?
And he didn't put the wrist thing on, so when he fell off the ski, he just kept going.
Yes, we need to get our shit together, Ronnie.
Well, I think it's about how gay people live, because you know you live in the closet for a long time, and then when you finally come out, you're like, oh my god, I'm out, and then you're like gayer than ever, and like everything's about being gay, and you're fucking a lot, doing all that stuff. And then I think that we're just like that with everything after that. It's like, oh my god, it's the first time with truffle fries. These are the best things ever. It's the first time on a jet ski. Oh my god! It's like you just go crazy. You're out there fucking the jet ski. Like, yeah!
We finally get to do the things that we were too afraid to do because we were so concerned about being outed. And now that we have like, now that we have more of a carefree life, we just like lose our mind on things like jet skis. It's
I want a parade for everything I do from now on for the first time. You know,
there's also
a parade for going on a jet ski for the first time.
There's also a lot of sometimes pushback to like, listen, I spent my whole life doing what society wants me to do, and now I'm going to do what I want to do because this is me and you can't tell me who to be. Right. And if that means riding a jet ski over potential scuba divers' heads, so be it.
Yeah, you go, gay people.
You know, it was actually very empowering now that I look at it this way.
Yeah, you're welcome. So then the big guy he's on Instagram and he's like, a water slide. It's a water slide, everybody. Look, it's a water slide.
He's like, I lived my whole life never being able to go down a water slide, and now I will.
It was a parade for water slides. So he goes down and everyone, you know, applauds.
Yeah.
At least everyone at home did, because it was like the most exciting thing this guy's ever seen since the Lazy Susan, which was 5 minutes ago.
It's also very exciting. If they could have integrated the two experiences, like a water slide attached to a Lazy Susan, so the slide could just like rotate around the yacht, that would really probably...
You never know where you're going to land.
Yeah. So Sandy's just like hanging out, smiling, just like happy. She's like, my fellow gays. And then this one guy on the jet ski just starts going way too close to the shore, and he goes right by a dive boat. And the guy on the dive boat goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" Because basically, there's scuba divers right there, and he could run. He's like basically could like run over a diver with a jet ski.
Wow! 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 If they ride the jet ski, okay, they're doing it. Go after the jet ski. Go after it. Go after it.
Gotta pull the captain card. And that card says, I love you. Here's a nap.
Woo! Woo! It's the police!
It's the loudest I've ever heard the captain get. It's like, go get him. It's the police! So he's like, it's like they're trying to fuck us over. They're almost like Parisian whores. Like, I mean... So then... He gives them shit. He reins them in, and he's like, "What the fuck? I told you not to do that." And they're like, "You said 500 feet away from the shore. You didn't save from people diving. And he's like, get in here.
Whatever happened with the police, by the way, they just sort of put on their siren and then disappeared. They're like, bonjour, we are the police. We are actually not here to arrest the jet skier. We are actually here because we hear that you have someone on board who is being excessively clothed. So we are here to apprehend Mr. Colin.
Well, you have something on board called a biker short? No, in France.
In France, clothing is barely mandatory. So.
So Anastasia has her monologue in the kitchen. She's like, I'm really nervous because I know they're going to be picky. And then it cuts to one guy going, do they have outdoor pillows? she goes, but I'm not going to give up because my mom cried because when she was working in the kitchen, people were saying the immigrant sucks. So you know what? Throw what you want at me, but I belong in the galley.
Last time I checked, my mother never made her cakes in a galley while strapped to the wall during a 7-foot wave. Right, mother?
Cry me a river, mother.
So then everybody shows everybody working, and then it just goes to Juice standing in the kitchen. She goes, activity goal.
Quiet, I'm plating pepper into a ramekin. Mother.
So now it's time for dinner. And then it's a salad over rice. It's like kind of vegetable salad or something over rice with snapper on top.
Yeah. Cajun red snapper. And guess what? Someone's fish is cold. I don't know how this happens. I mean,
someone's
like,
rice is cold.
Okay. The rice was cold, but I thought there was also it doesn't matter. There was something cold.
No, the fish was under seasoned. So the rice is cold and the fish is under seasoned. So that's right. Like a double banger here.
Oh, there's a lot of bangers on this dinner. It's like what's that story?
When you're a jet, you're a wow.
So Aisha takes it back.
When you're a jet, you wear biking shorts to bed.
And Anastasia's like, what the fuck? When I plate the food, it's hot. What happens when it leaves my kitchen and goes all the way up there? I can't help it.
Yeah. By the way, that's not a long enough walk for food to become cold. Like, no. I don't understand. I'm so confused. I also wonder if it's just like just picky. I can't tell if it's a guest issue or a food issue.
Well, I think that it's happened so much with different guests that it's not just the guests. Like, it can't be just the guests. I think she's... Part of the difficulty in what she's doing is timing everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like getting the rice time just in time to, and also she doesn't have heat lamps. Like most restaurants have some kind of a heat lamp station where things wait for the waiters because waiters are notoriously taking forever because we're busy. Okay. So they don't have that, but she does have an oven that she could have on warm, you know, and keeping that stuff in before she plates. But who knows? What do I know?
You're just an old seasoned waiter legend. Timing. I agree. It must be a timing issue. So, June Hannah, please do the blinds in the cabin. And then it just like cuts to June, like messing up blinds. Like, there's just like one that's like totally crooked.
Yeah, she goes, I did them, but one of the blinds wouldn't go down. Well, I mean, we could still be friends, but like otherwise with that blind. And then it shows Hannah with the remote control and she just presses the button and it goes down. And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So then
are your
Hannah...
hands sticky? Because guess what you must be feeling? Honey!
So a guy tells Hannah, this was cold and it didn't taste like anything. So could you just make it hot and like taste like something? So she's like, I was just told this is cold and it doesn't taste like anything. And Anastasia's like, oh, the fish doesn't have flavor. Okay.
Whatever. I mean, I only put Cajun seasoning on it, but I guess Cajun is not flavor. Mother!
So the captain asks Aisha, she's like, what happened? And Aisha's like, this is the kitchen wasn't cooled and the spice is not hot. She's like, I don't know what the hell that meant, you Parisian hooker. I'm going to go talk to the guests.
Yeah. So everyone basically tells Sandy, yeah, the rice was really cold. And Anastasia's still like, I put a lot of fucking kitchen seasoning. She's like losing her mind. And Hannah's just looking at her like, oh, did you, honey? Like, just like has this like happy to watch Anastasia slowly devolve so she can get her third stew back.
Yeah, and Anastasia's like, well, it was seasoned, so I don't know what to tell you. And the captain says, well, she doesn't respond well to criticism. She listens, but then she argues with it. So that's not good. So then they get dessert, and it's cheesecake, and the guys are just like, no, I'm not even hungry.
Or key lime pie. Yeah, it's an option. You have cheesecake or key lime pie.
Oh, okay.
So Anastasia brings it up, and she's like, so let's talk about dinner, you know, in that, like, I'm open to hearing what you guys say, but I will reject all of it voice, you know. And so the guests are like, yeah, the rice was cold and the fish was under seasoned. And then, like, Sandy emerges up the staircase and the music just goes, whomp! Like, it was like, you know, like the guy from Scream arrived. And so
it's me. I've been inside your house the whole time. And let me tell you, it's a gorgeous house. I really love what you've done with the place.
The nap is coming from inside the house.
Banana is coming from within the house. Okay.
Oh, the branzino just popped on the stovetop. So they tell her, like, what the issues are, and she's like, well, you know, it's just like, you know, I plate all the plates, and I'm just, like, one person, and I've got to make the rice, and all these little rice balls, and I just have to do it, and it's, like, hard, because I have to do it perfectly, because my mother was, like, the head chef of all of Georgia, the country, not the state, and it's hard on me, but, I mean, I have expectations, and Sandy's just like, yeah, we'll put plates in the oven. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then one of the guys goes, I don't like hot plates. Okay, good luck eating at any nice restaurant ever, because they're all put on hot plates, you dope.
And then they're like, and I don't like key lime pie. I don't like key lime pie either. And there's a hair.
Oh, God. And then Anastasia looks at the hair and she goes, not mine.
Oh, goodness. She has to work on her people skills.
And next week is an extra long version of Below Deck Med, so stay tuned for more hair.
More hair, more key lime, more seasoning, and more heat from hot plates.
So we will be back then. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with our Real Housewives of Orange County recap. And go find your tickets. Go get your tickets for Tampa. Go get your tickets for Fort Lauderdale, Charlotte, which is coming up very, very soon, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be great times. Come see us. Be part of our live show family. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.